Today's episode is brought to you by Emco Beauty. Affordable, luxe for less, and cruelty-free beauty with every product under $50. Amazing, right?
Does your brand or business want to reach thousands of mums in Australia or around the world? Well, the best way to let them know about what you have to offer is to jump into their ears right here with us on the podcast. That's right. We are an independent mum-run podcast. And if you think your brand would enrich the lives of our DLs,
or you just want your business shouted from the rooftop,
slide on into our inbox and let's talk about how you can partner with us to get your brand out there.
Yes, come and join the potty fam.
Email partnerships@wedonthavetimeforthis.com to talk turkey.
Hey bestie,
do you know what I don't have time for?
Oh my god, I love this podcast so much. You guys,
hey Mavs.
Hi Jen,
my name's Jen.
Do you know what I don't have time for this week?
Imposter syndrome.
Toddler sick.
What do I do with that?
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Bestie Hotline.
Ring ring.
It's Friday. Friday. It's Friday. Friday. Join in. I was laying a beat.
Can we start again?
Hey, side note.
No. You don't introduce yourself.
Oh, okay.
And some people tune into our podcast for the first time.
No. Okay. Hi, I'm Kate.
I can't. Rev does this every time. She's like, hello, welcome to Bossy Hot. It's Friday. Just assuming that everyone who's chanced upon the podcast just knows who we are.
I'm Kate Revs, along with my co-host.
Can we do this again?
Just leave it. I'm Kate Revs, along with my co-host, Gemma Peanut from the Gram.
Oh my God.
It's Friday, guys. No one cares.
What? It's silly.
You can do it. Hey, on a side note.
What?
Teddy wants to be a music producer.
That's so rogue.
He came to me and he goes, Mummy, is there a job for when you're a grown up of making the beats for songs?
Oh,
and I was like, oh, yeah, music producer. I'm obsessed with you. I was like, yeah, so you're a music producer. And he's like, music producer. Are they the people who make the songs on Spotify? And I was like, that's it. And he goes, can I make my own songs on Spotify? And I was like, yeah. He's like, now? And I was like, well.
Oh my God, Revs.
We need some equipment.
No, GarageBand.
Yeah, he's not there yet.
Oh, it's the
like, and he's so cute. He goes, okay, Mum, I'm going to lay down a beat. I'm like, go for it, buddy. And he's like, he's just like trying, like, oh, and I'm like, all the ambition, none of the talent yet. But you'll get there, buddy. You'll get there.
There is probably a kids app, a music making kids app out there.
Be.
I reckon you should go hunt that down, where it's like
samples,
all different drum beat samples, and then you put it together and it all just works.
We had one in like year nine, remember?
We did.
Yeah. And everyone was making like cool hits, and I think we made like a Moroccan beat, like a Moroccan sound safari.
Well, mine had Spanish guitar riffs.
Oh, we were cool.
We were just so cool.
Anyway, who has called the Bestie Hotline today with a dilemma
that we need to turn
into some ice cold
dilemonade?
Hi, besties. I've got a little dilemma with my brother's wife that I'm hoping you can help me to navigate. To cut a long story short, we both run small businesses in the same industry. I started my business before she started hers, and we have the same last name, so people already get us confused. But lately, there's been a lot of copycat behavior that just doesn't sit well with me.
Ooh.
Her logo and her website and her products all kind of have the same feel as mine. We both have kids and we live in the same city, and normally I'm a believer in this room for everyone mindset, but even her social media content is often a response to mine in a way that kind of shames me. Like if I post something about being so busy, 2 days later, she'll post something about never being too busy because motherhood is her first priority, blah, blah, blah. Am I looking too much into this? I can't cut her out because she is family. So how do I get over this? Help me out, besties.
Juicy.
Oh, that is so juicy.
Oh, sister-in-law drama.
Yeah.
Almost.
That's better than mother-in-law.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Because same age, same gen. Like,
family, but also bitch.
Family, but not family. I wonder if they're sister. Wait, she said her brother's
wife.
Okay. So it's not like it's her husband's brother's wife, because you know how they can be that connection.
Sure.
So it's actually closer.
Super close. Actual family.
Oof, awkward.
She is the auntie of her kids.
Oh, I'm dying to know what industry.
I have so many thoughts.
Tell me.
Okay. One is, I have a pretty strong philosophy on copying.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I'm very curious to hear yours.
Well, mine is always head down, keep doing your thing. Just keep going forward. Don't get caught up in like worrying about who's copying you. Because if you're good, you are always going to be copied.
Yeah.
It happens to both of us.
Yes.
And we're so good, you know? No, but it happens to us. It's happened to us forever, right?
I've dealt with many a copycat in my lifetime. Literally have had my whole website copy lifted.
Yeah, me too.
And put on their own website. I had to threaten legal action because it was just straight up plagiarism.
I had a business years ago and a similar business opened and the whole website was lifted down to the photography.
Oh, come on.
But it was like a crappy version. So you have to sort of go... Okay, they're just going to do that. It's not going to make me stop doing what I do.
Yes.
Keep going because, you know, people can smell that out. Like, if you're just being authentically you and keep going, it all works out. But how fascinating is deliberate online content for an audience of one?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Have you ever... Maybe this is going to show the narcissist in me, but have you ever looked at someone's content and thought, is that aimed at me? Or witnessed that and gone... Are they talking about them? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's a bit of like a story will go up or something.
I don't know if I'm as attuned to you. I don't know if I'm as aware.
We've had things where we've put up certain topics or content and then people adjacent to the podcast have made comments on socials in the different direction. I know that's obtuse, but stay with me. And we've been like, not to think that's about us, but was that for our benefit?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's
just interesting when you note or even I have to ask the question, is that content aimed at something but is pretending to be for a wider audience? It's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
It's a fascinating human behavior.
In terms of advice for our DL, though, it sounds like she's triggered by her sister-in-law. There seems to be a lot of parallels here, like same industry. And if she's saying we share the same surname so people get them mixed up, I wonder if they have business crossover situations where someone's like, hey, I'm reaching out to you about this. I got recommended from so-and-so. And they're like, oh, no, you're actually reaching out. Oh, it's so delicious. Yeah. I kind of love this drama. But I strongly believe that if you're triggered by someone, you've just got to fucking mute them.
Yeah, totally. It sounds like a mutual trigger as well.
Mm.
It sounds like a back and forth trigger.
Definitely.
Like she's obviously triggered by her sister-in-law. But her sister-in-law is clearly triggered by her.
Yeah.
There's a tone, and maybe this is biased because we're listening to our DL, but there's a tone that the sister-in-law is kind of
threatened.
Catching up behind our DL. But she could feel it's the other way. It's fascinating. Competitive sister vibes is a really toxic zone.
Yeah. Especially as it sounds like they're both young mums with kids perhaps around the same age. I don't know. That's what I mean about how parallel their lives are. And also they live in the same region, which for me, it's like, oh my God, like stay in your own lane, carve your own space.
Yeah.
Copycats trigger me.
They
always have because I just think, what is the point of what you're doing if you're not going to be a creator? Or look, maybe you and I, we've always been creative creatures through and through. I don't think you and I could run out of creativity.
Yeah.
We definitely have creative blocks, but I think we're an endless well. But every now and then I meet people who do quite well in their field. But once I identify, oh, you're not a creator, you're a
curator. That's a generous term for it. But there is a skill in identifying quickly, this is doing well, I'm going to do a version of that.
Mm.
It wouldn't be for me. It feels a bit dirty. But you could call it curator, like someone who's quick to a trend and identifies it and gets it to market. Respect for that.
I only respect it if you bring a slightly different offering to it, an added layer, something of additional value or something, a point of difference.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand the straight up copycat.
Mm.
But I think order for products to innovate and evolve, you do have to take something that exists and goes, yeah, but I can improve it.
Yes.
Like whenever I do business, I always think, well, how can I do it different? How can I do it better?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I worked on the Little Dreamer Journals project with Emma Kateko, there's hundreds of baby journals.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
And if you're applying to a bank, they would make you do a business plan and say, who are your competitors and what's the market like and why do we need another baby journal? And you probably couldn't make a case for it.
No.
Except that you knew you could.
I knew that I could. Yeah. And I've shared this story before, but the germinations of that whole thing was because I got gifted numerous baby journals when I was pregnant with Raf, which was so lovely. And as I started to try and fill them out, I was like, none of these are the right fit for me. They're too labor intensive, or I hate these prompts, or I hate the design. So I worked with Emma Kate this is not a plug. It sounds like a plug. I apologize. But it is relevant to this story because I guess what I'm trying to say is when I went to create a baby journal,
you weren't reinventing the wheel.
I wasn't reinventing the wheel, but I sure as fuck didn't go, you know what? Write to me. There's a really good baby journal. I'm just going to do my version of that.
In my colours.
In my colours. Instead, I went, ooh, what would be fun?
Yeah, yeah.
What prompts would I enjoy filling out? Like, just...
I think that's is a totally different thing than when you just know every bit of content you're putting out, everything your business does or everything you do. This happens with personal style. Like, people... Yeah.
There's someone on Instagram who outed another mumfluencer who straight up copied
shots, setups.
I learned about this recently and I was shook how staggeringly obvious the photos were. And and it gets creepier, Revs. Apparently, this Instamum then bought the house of the Instamum she was copying.
Oh, that's like Girl on a Train. That's that make a really good daytime movie.
Absolutely. Someone fucking turn that into a script.
Bags it.
Yes. I'll play the crazy.
Oh my God. Yes. You want to play the good one.
Yeah, you also want to play like Angelina Jolie circa
Girl Interrupted.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was wild. But it was like shot for shot.
Oh, shot for shot.
Ripped off
outfit
her content.
For outfit.
Yeah.
Location for location. That's where, that's for me where it gets hectic stalker vibes.
It's kind of like, why are you doing it? Like, what's the motivation? Because you can't feel good about that.
No, but also I'm kind of in favor of the mum, maybe because I find it really courageous, because I'm not someone who would ever call
someone out. Yeah.
That when people do, I'm like, fucking good on you.
Yeah.
It's like, Revs, you know, when you called out Cookeye for not being inclusive in sizing and how basically their clothes are designed for size zero people and no one else. And they unashamedly or shamefully.
Yeah.
Just own it. Yeah. And it's like, we've evolved beyond that now. But then you were also like, but I do like their basics.
I know, it's complicated relationships.
With this mumfluencer / other mumfluencer copycat, the copycat was building a huge audience.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the other mum had Jack and went, no, fuck off. Like, you're building this audience off the back of all of my creative work.
And I think she said, like, I wanted to retreat. And then I was like, no, I've earned this space.
Yeah.
Like, it's fascinating.
It's fascinating.
It's highly female.
Oh, you said it.
It's highly, highly female, because men rip each other off all the time and it's kind of like jump in the arena and jack it out. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, well, may the best man win kind of thing. Yeah. And they don't actually look back and they don't, well, this is a generalization, but they don't get particularly jealous or envious of each other. They just kind of do their own thing, right? Whereas women, it feels personal because we have to work so much harder to claim our corner of the internet.
We sure do.
Or stake a brand or whatever.
And a lot of us are innately people pleasers.
Yeah.
We're natural nurturers.
Yeah.
We don't want to see the bad side of people.
Exactly.
We want to assume the good in everyone.
And you're just like, stop ripping my shit off.
Yeah.
It is like, you know, a classic one is when someone copies your personal style, you know. I've never experienced this personally.
See, I feel like personal style is harder to claim ownership on because style is such an evolving beast. Like, literally from year to year, season to season.
Never. I have a friend whose sister-in-law just rips off her personal style and it grinds her gears. Like, literally goes, where'd you get those sunnies? And just goes and gets them. I mean, we do this to the good mum all the time.
But also
all
to each other,
time.
Revs.
Yeah, no, but I think there's a mutual like, oh yeah, we all just rip each other's style off because we kind of all have the same taste or whatever. This is like my friend has quite a unique personal style.
Mm.
She's got like, and it's quite like her personality, and her sister-in-law is just kind of like adopting it down to haircut, down to hair color, down to like actual pieces in her wardrobe.
Again, this is another sister-in-law
feud. And it's like even little things like this quite unique baby bag, and now she's got it. And like, part of you goes, well, let it go. Who cares? Like, imitation is the highest form of flattery.
You know what's funny? Because I don't have particularly great personal style, or I'm in the process of emerging, I would be really flattered.
If someone copies you.
If someone copies. Totally. I'd be like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I've influenced you into buying an outfit. I just don't, I don't position myself as a stylist or a style icon.
Icon! Keep going. Keep going. Dig up.
But there are people on Instagram whose style I covet. But then I don't just copy them head to toe. I go, oh, I like that top and that bag. And I don't think.
Yeah, maybe it's the head to toe A to B. Like, we are digital now, right? It's the internet. We have Pinterest. We have Instagram. We have TikTok. There's a bit of a like put it out into the zeitgeist, take what you need as reference and inspiration, do your own thing. Like, no one really owns anything anymore.
Well, TikTok definitely created that trend.
Yeah.
Where there's like a dance or a gag.
Yeah.
And then everyone takes the same audio.
Yeah,
and
literally
does their version of it.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
But even Pinterest, like when I had a digital business, I was always like, oh, I would put shit up and then it would get copied. And I used to be like, oh, but like, what am I going to do? Not put my work out there? Mm. Like, you kind of have to go, oh, well, it's the culture. It's the zeitgeist. Everyone share and then may the best man win, you know? Cream rises to the top, all that
I
stuff.
I definitely agree with that. And I think for our DL, I think you should assume role of trailblazer.
Totally.
And own that and go, cool, all right, well, I'm just going to blaze along my path. And if you're just going to keep copying, I'm going to go so fast ahead that you can't keep up and you're always going to be in my wake.
Eat my dust.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the right attitude and mentality. But when it is what we were saying, that bookend to bookend, everything is the same, I actually am not against calling out. Like, I love it.
Wow.
No, I'm not.
How would you do it?
Look, I've seen it a few times on Instagram and it's always juicy gossip that people love. When someone who has a small business calls out big brands for ripping off their designs. It happens all the time. And I think good on you.
Yeah.
Like, you need the world to know that
you can't publicly call out your sister-in-law on Instagram.
No, you can't.
You can't. You can't be like, at sister-in-law. Fuck you, bitch. I've been watching. This has gone too far. I've had enough. Shut it down. But you could, I guess, be direct. That would be a healthy way of doing.
Ooh, how though?
Well, how else would you call out?
Oh, wait, are you talking sister-in-law to sister-in-law?
Of course.
What, you mean have a conversation, go, hey, I noticed.
Well, you do open yourself up to sounding very narcissistic.
Because
sister-in-law is going to be like, oh, babe.
Sozzles.
Sorry,
but,
no. Oh, this is awkward for you.
Yeah, I don't think that's worth it. I actually think, unfortunately, in a sister-in-law feud, that's what I'm calling it, scenario, you just have to rise above. And I do believe it's okay to mute them or not consume their content.
Yeah.
And just what you don't know doesn't hurt.
I feel it would be a healthy thing to try and get to a peaceful place. I would try not to indulge in enjoying it. Like, I know we said, be the trailblazer and kind of be like, huh, eat my dust. But that probably is just going to still annoy you just as much. You know what I mean? I think it would be trying good, as you said, mute, rise above, try not to engage with her content too much. Just kind of keep on doing your thing and know it's there in the background, but try not to take it on.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
Because otherwise, I don't know how you show up to like Friday night dinner and like get along. Orkies.
Very, very orkies.
I bet she has some great bitch sessions with her partner about this.
Oh, I wonder where the partner stands.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the partner that has then spoken to his brother
Ooh.
And has been like, bro, your wife.
No, no
out
way.
Of line. I don't know.
Out of line. Bro, your wife out of line. If I was ever with someone who said that to another person, I would break up with them. Bro, your partner out of line. Out of line.
For me, it's still the pass-ag comments on Instagram that are so pointed and directed.
Uh-huh.
That's my favorite juice of all.
It's a real genre.
It is. It really is. It's a modern 2022 genre, that's for sure. Just sending out pass-ag messages via stories.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, DL, can you slide on in and give us some more deets?
Yeah, can we get an update?
Like, what industry are you in?
Yeah. I reckon it's like graphic design, photography.
Could be photography, I
something creative and like where it takes creativity.
Well, and the other thing with graphic design and photography is you can emulate someone's style.
Yes, easily.
Juicy. Well, slide on in and fill us in. We'd appreciate that.
Actually, while we're on this topic, if you've ever been on Bestie Hotline, we want an update.
Yes, please.
We are planning a full Bestie Hotline alum update episode where we're going to like call back to as many of our dilemmas as we can and make like a big vat of dilemonade.
Yes.
See where you're at. See if you took our advice, if we gave you shit advice.
Advice.
If you took our advice and it blew up your life, wonderful. We'd like to hear about it.
Hashtag don't at us, don't sue us.
Hashtag not a doctor.
We love you, DLs.
Happy Friday.
Hope you're enjoying a Voddy and a Potty if you're listening to this after 12 p.m. or not. Maybe Voddy and a Potty is your thing at 10 a.m. That's fine too.
Mimosa.
We love you. And
hashtag not a doctor.
Hashtag not a doctor.
Hashtag drinks responsibly.
And we'll be back in your ears next Tuesday.
Love ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ad break.
Got to keep the lights on.
Hey, Jem, want to play a game?
Do I ever not want to play a game?
Okay, if you lost your makeup bag, what are the three MCO Beauty products you would immediately repurchase?
Flawless Glow Luminous Skin Filter.
Okay, they didn't even hesitate.
Well, it's my first step. Primer, concealer in one.
And it creates that dewy finish that we love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so number two would be the Super Glow Bronzing Drops.
Knew it, called it.
I mean, I love the Sun-Kissed Bronze look, obviously. Especially as we're going into the cooler months, Rebsy.
It's so hydrating.
Yep. And my last pick would be...
Extend Lash Mascara.
Ah, of course. My fave.
Well, it's everyone's favourite tubular mascara, actually.
So, DLs, head into Chemist Warehouse, Woolworths, Big W, or jump online to mcobeauty.com to stock up on all of their cult faves.
And check out their new products today.